This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. At the Rose Oconee Museum recently, I was looking at some of the self-published family histories stored in the research room. One caught my eye, and I'll read some of it to you today. It's about the Lofgren family. Andrew Lofgren from Sweden, his wife Oleana from Norway, had met as young immigrants. Their story is told by their children. Andrew and Oleana were married January 1899 at Hallock, Minnesota. They packed up their belongings and took a coach, a wagon with horses, from Hallock to Warrod. The trip took 2 days. The first day, they made it to Salo, where they stopped to rest and feed the horses. They stayed overnight at an inn there. The second day, they arrived in Warrod. Oleana recalled that the trail meandered through miles of swampy bog country where they had laid down rough, unfinished poles, side by side for the horses and wagons to go over, so they wouldn't sink into the mud. The horses had a difficult time slipping and sliding on the poles. The ride was extremely rough on the iron wheels hitting each pole. As long as Oleana lived, she did not forget the terrible trip to Warrod. They filed on a homestead 3 miles from Warrod in 1900. 5 years later, they sold it and moved to town, where he bought a draying business, with two teams, two drays, and two men working for him. We lived in a rented house near the river at the end of the old wooden bridge. Inga recalls, we moved to another house which father purchased and remodeled. It was on Indian reservation land, as all homes on the road to Highland Park were at that time. Indian medicine man John Kakagisik, son of Chief Ayashawash and May Muskawashi, collected $1 a month rent. We also had two cows and rented pasture from the chief at $1 per month per cow. It was Inga's job to get the cows home for milking time every night and morning and bring them back. Sometimes they were hard to find and even tried to run away. After about 6 years in the draying business, Andrew sold it and bought the city meat market. He made good money for a few years doing his own butchering. Inga recalls his buying a carload of sheep and putting them in the barn. There was a cute little black and white lamb, which she begged him not to butcher. So Inga had a deer pet for a couple of years when it got into the feed box and ate too much grain and then died. We had a team of young broncos for a time. One afternoon, Inga saw smoke coming from the barn and four little boys running as fast as they could out of the barn. They were two Goulet boys and Elmer and Gus, about 4 and 5 years old. They had set fire to the hay. We called the fire department, but the barn burned. Andrew sold the city meat market and bought a general store, groceries and dry goods, materials, thread, etc. It was located in the Carlquist building, a good location. In those days, people bought so much on credit and many never paid their bills. One man, owing him $200 for groceries, skipped town one night owing many bills. We lost everything and had an auction sale and sold our best furniture. We even had to sell our new home on Robert Street. When they auctioned off the piano, Inga was asked to play a selection. She ran from the piano weeping. The principal of our high school was the highest bidder. The next day he came and said he had changed his mind. Was Inga happy? Andrew and Oleana were among the 17 charter members of the Zion Lutheran Church. From 1908 to 1912, Pastor Lindgren of International Falls preached in Swedish on Sunday mornings once a month. He came on the Canadian National Railroad Saturday evening and made our home his overnight stay. In 1912, Reverend Arvid Horn arrived and was our first resident pastor. For several years, Andrew served as a trustee on the village board. He also joined the Masons, Odd Fellows, and Moose Lodges. When the money was gone, he was no longer a Mason and dropped out of the other largest lodges also. After the auction sale, we moved by train to a farm near Swift, Minnesota. In 1918, the Canadian Northern Railroad built a new siding a couple of miles east of Swift for loading of pulpwood from the logging camps. Andrew bought timber stumpage in the winter in order to maintain the income the year round. In 1919 and 20, Peter and Emanuel Isaacson arrived from Strandquist, Minnesota to cut down trees. They were sons of Andrew's sister. Conrad Haugen, half-brother of Oleana, and Con, oldest son, also cut down trees and loaded them on flat cars. In the evening, games were played, and every evening was great fun also for the kids. It was a sad day in the spring when they broke up camp and left. Think of all the baking, cooking, and washing poor Oleana did. I'll read more of this story next week. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.